Second Kafizma, Psalm 9. I will confess thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all thy wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will chant unto thy name, O Most High. When mine enemy be turned back, they shall grow weak and shall perish before thy face. But thou hast maintained my judgment and my cause. Thou hast sat upon thy throne, O thou that judgest righteousness. Thou hast rebuked the heathen and the ungodly men. Has perished his name thou hast blotted out forever and unto the ages of ages. The swords of the enemy have utterly failed, and his cities shall thou hast destroyed. The remembrance of him has perished with a resounding noise, but the Lord forever abideth. In judgment has he prepared his throne, and he himself will judge the world in the righteousness. He will judge the peoples in uprightness, and the Lord has become a refuge for the poor man, a helper in times of well-being and in afflictions. And let them that know thy name hope in thee, for thou hast not forsaken them that seek thee, O Lord. Chant unto the Lord, who dwelleth in Zion, proclaim ye his ways among the heathen. For he that maketh iniquity for blood has remembered them. He has not forgotten the city of the paupers. Have mercy on me, O Lord. See my humiliation which I have suffered from mine enemies. O thou that dost raise me up from the gates of death, that I may declare all thy praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion. We will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are ensnared in the destruction which they have wrought. In this snare which they have hid has their foot been caught. The Lord is known by the judgments which he executes. In the works of his own hands has the sinner been caught. Let sinners be turned away into Hades. He, for the nations that are forgetful of God, for the poor man shall not be forgotten to the end. The patience of the paupers shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged before thee. O Lord, set a lawgiver over them. Let the heathen know that they are but men. Why, O Lord, hast thou gone to stand afar off? Why dost thou overlook us in times of well-being and in affliction? When the ungodly man is arrogant, the poor man burneth within. They are caught in the counsels which they devise, for the sinner praises himself in the lusts of his soul, and the unrighteous man likewise blesses himself therein. The sinner has provoked the Lord according to the magnitude of his wrath. He careth not. God is not before him. Profane are his ways in every season. Thy judgments are removed from his sight. Over all his enemies shall he gain dominion. For he said in his heart, I shall not be shaken. From the generation to generation shall I be without harm. With cursing in his mouth filled, and with bitterness and deceit under his tongue are toil and travail. Sitteth in ambush with the rich in the secret places, that they may slay the innocent. His eyes are set upon the poor man. He lieth in wait in a secret place like a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to seize upon the poor man, to seize upon the poor man when he draweth him in. In his snare will he humble himself. He will bow down and fall while gaining dominion over the poor. But he said in his heart, God has forgotten, he has turned away his face, that he might not see unto the end. Arise, O Lord my God, let thy hand be lifted high. Forget not the paupers to the end. Thy has Why has the ungodly one provoked God? For he has said in his heart, he will not make inquiry. Doubts he is, for doubt understandest reveal and anger, that doubt mightest deliver him unto thy hands. For thee has the beggar been abandoned, for the orphan art thou a helper. Break thou the arm of the sinner, and of the evil man his sin shall be sought out, and be found no more. The Lord shall be king forever, and unto the ages of ages he is in it. Shall perish out of his land. The desire of the poor hast thou heard, O Lord. To the preparation of the heart has thine ear been attentive, to judge for the orphan and the humble, that man may no more presume to be haughty upon the earth. In the Lord have I hoped. How will ye say to my soul, flee unto the mountains like a sparrow? For behold, the sinners have bend their bow, they have prepared arrows for the quiver, to shoot down in a moonless night the upright of heart. For what doubt has formed, they have destroyed, and the righteous man, what has he done? The Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord in heaven is his throne. His eyes are set upon the poor man, his eyelids examine the sons of men. The Lord examineth the righteous man and the ungodly, but he that loveth unrighteousness hateth his own soul. Evil rain down snares upon the sinners, fire and brimstone and wind of the tempest shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous and has loved loved righteousness upon unrightness, has his countenance looked. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, for ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and through ages of ages. Amen. Save me, O Lord, for a righteous man there is no more. For truth hath diminished from the sons of men. Vain things has each man spoken to his neighbor. Deceitful lips are in his heart, and in his heart has he spoken evil. Let the Lord destroy all deceitful lips, and the tongue that speaketh boastful words, which have said, our tongue will we magnify, our lips are our own. Who is the Lord over us? Because of the distress of the beggars and the groaning of the poor, now will I arise, said the Lord. I will establish them in salvation. I will manifest therein the words of the Lord, a pure word, silver that is fire tried in the earth, brought to sevenfold purity. Thou, O Lord, shalt keep us, and shalt preserve us from this generation and forevermore. The ungodly walk around about. To the measure of thy loftiness hast thou esteemed the sons of men. How long, O Lord, wilt thou utterly forget me? How long wilt thou turn thy face away from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul with grievings in my heart by day and by night? How long shall mine enemies be exalted over me? Look upon me. Hear me, O Lord, my God, enlighten mine eyes, lest at any time I sleep unto death, lest at any time mine enemies say, I have prevailed against him. They that afflict me will rejoice if I am shaken, but as for me, I have hoped in thy mercy. My heart will rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, who is my benefactor, and I will chant unto him in the name of the Lord Most High. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are become corrupt and loathsome in their ways. There is none that does good, no, not one. The Lord looketh down from heaven upon the sons of men, to see if there be any that understand or seek after God. They are all gone astray. They are altogether rendered useless. There is none that does good, no, not one. Shall not all they that work iniquity come to understanding? They that eat up my people as they eat bread have not called upon the Lord. There have they feared with fear where there is no fear, for the Lord is in the generation of the righteous. The counsel of the poor man have ye ashamed, but the Lord is in his hope. Who shall give out of Zion the salvation of Israel? When the Lord has turned back the captivity of his people, Jacob will rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and for ages of ages. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to you, God. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and for ages of ages. Amen. O Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle, and who shall dwell in thy holy mountain? He that walketh blameless, and worketh righteousness, speaking truth in his heart, who has not spoken deceitfully with his tongue, neither has done evil to his neighbor, nor taken up a reproach against those near him. In his sight he that worketh evil is set at naught, but he glorifies them that fear the Lord. He giveth so to his neighbor, and forsweareth not. He has not lent his money on usury, and has not received bribes against the innocent. He that does these things shall never be shaken. Keep me, O Lord, for in thee have I hoped. I said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, for of my goods no need has doubt. In the saints that are in his earth, has the Lord been wondrous? He has wrought all his desires in them. Their infirmity is increased, thereupon they has hastened. I will not assemble their assemblies of blood, nor will I make remembrance of their names through my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou art he that restorest mine inheritance unto me. Portions have fallen to me that are among the best, for mine inheritance is most excellent to me. I will bless the Lord who has given me understanding. Moreover, even till night have my reins instructed me. I beheld the Lord ever before me, for he is at my right hand, and I might not be shaken. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh shall dwell in hope, for thou wilt not abandon my soul in Hades, nor wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou wilt fill me with gladness, with thy countenance. Delights are in thy right hand forever. Hearken, O Lord, unto my righteousness, and attend unto my supplication. Give ear unto my prayer, which cometh not from deceitful lips. From before thy face let my judgment come forth. Let mine eyes behold uprightness. Thou hast proven my heart. Thou hast visited it in the night. Thou hast tried me by fire, and unrighteousness was not found in me. That my mouth might not speak of the works of men, for the sake of the words of thy lips have I kept the ways that are hard. Set my footstep in thy path, that my steps may not be shaken, I have cried, for doubt has hearkened unto me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hearken unto my words. Let thy mercies be made wonderful, O doubt that saveth them that hope in thee, from them that have resisted. Thy right hand keep me, O Lord, as an apple of thine eye. In the shelter of thy wings wilt thou shelter me from the face of the ungodly which have oppressed me. Mine enemies have surrounded my soul. They have enclosed themselves with their own fat. Their mouth has spoken pride. They that cast me out have now encircled me. They have set their eyes to look askance on the earth. They have taken me as mighty lion ready for his prey, and as mighty lion's whelp that dwelleth in hiding. Arise, O Lord, overtake them, and trip their heels. Deliver my soul from the ungodly men, thy sword from the enemies of thy hand, O Lord. From thy few do thou separate them from the earth in their life. Yea, with thy hidden treasures has their belly been filled. They have satisfied themselves with swine, and have left the remnants to their babes. But as for me, in righteousness shall I appear before thy face, and I shall be filled when thy glory is made manifest to me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.